Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has made his first significant appointment, naming Patrick Chinamasa as his acting finance minister until a new cabinet is sworn in. It's the first indication of the new administration's policy direction, nearly four decades after Robert Mugabe first assumed the presidency. A long-time confidant also says Mr. Mugabe was happy to relinquish power in the end, despite perceptions he wanted to rule until his death. Barney Porter reports.
Father Fidelis Mukonori has known Robert Mugabe for decades and was on hand to mediate the talks that led to his resignation.
I just watched him reading this letter in full and drawing his pen and signing it. And when he signed, could you see the sigh of relief in his face? Just the face just glowed. It's a sign of saying, it's done.
He's also given an insight into Mr. Mugabe's declaration in his final speech as president that he'd planned to stay in power until the ZANU-PF's National Congress in December, an announcement that was greeted with amazement by Zimbabwe watchers around the world.
He was hoping that would be part and parcel, not Mugabe going as the candidate, but Emmerson going as the candidate, as part of smooth handover. That was the initial plan.
Of course, it was not to be. Events moved quickly after that national address, culminating just days later in his resignation and the ascension of Emmerson Mnangagwa as Zimbabwe's new leader. But with Robert Mugabe's political passing, the wheels of government continue to turn. Today, the world has been given a hint of a possible new direction for the government with the appointment of former Mugabe minister Patrick Chinamasa as the interim finance minister. Joe Ford is an associate professor at the Australian National University. He was also born in Zimbabwe.
I think what it says more than anything else is the continuity that we're seeing. So in some respects, you could say that despite everything that happened around big public demonstrations, in some ways, the regime has simply had a haircut, so to speak, because Patrick Chinamasa, the finance minister, is a well-established ZANU-PF party member and minister. He's played a big role in the last decade and a half in cabinet. And so trying to send a signal to the outside world, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund and others, creditors and so on, that there's an established finance minister who is back into office. In other words, some sort of sense of stability. But there's a political dimension to it too, which is showing that this was very much a sort of reshuffling of the elite rather than a revolution in any respect.
And that's perhaps why there's been a somewhat muted reaction to the changing of the guard by these expat Zimbabweans now in neighbouring South Africa.
We want to go back, but the truth is we don't know how is Mnangagwa. Maybe he is going to be like Mugabe. We don't know.
I just need to see some reforms first before I go. To be honest, I'm not trusting him. So I'm just a skeptic.
Father Mukonori says it's likely Robert Mugabe will stay in the country.
Where else would he go? People don't know Robert Mugabe. He'll die here.
And he certainly won't be forgotten quickly. In one of its first moves, and one that seems to have slipped under the radar, Zimbabwe's new leadership has designated Mr. Mugabe's birthday on February the 21st as a public holiday. The decision was published in a government notice on the same day as President Mnangagwa's inauguration.
Barney Porter reporting.